everybody. Welcome again. In the garden we are. Yeah, this is Pastor Deborah. And we are going to have another lesson in the School of Light. Yes, here in the garden with all these wonderful creatures. Yeah, the trees and the flowers, they're all listening. And we are going to be in a lesson that comes from the website of Agape Love, Love is Here. org. We're in the section called The Kingdom of Agape Love, Volume 1, Prayer and Fasting. And this is the section called The Father's Heart, The Father's Desires, and The Father's Prophetic Words. This is Isaiah 61 that we're working on, and then we'll get to Isaiah 62. These were foundational scriptures, words of spirit and life for me, Pastor Deborah, in learning how to help you the Lord's way. Remember, I had been a mental health counselor, helping people in the ways of the world. I didn't know anything about the realm of the spirit or how to help people the Lord's way. So he took me, he put me in school, a school of light, of revelation, of spiritual knowledge. I would get from the Word of God the information, the light that I needed. I had to write Isaiah 61 and 62 over and over and over. Read it. Look up the words. Ponder it. Pray to the Lord to have my eyes see. I would pray to the Lord to help me spiritually see through His eyes what He saw, to hear with His ears what he heard, to know with his mind of Christ from the Holy Spirit what he knew. I couldn't help you unless I understood you from his viewpoint. That wasn't taught in mental health school. Prayers for deliverance, discussions of demonic spirits and the spiritual realm, they were not taught, because the world of mental health counseling was only working with the biological body and its systems, which need help, and with the subconscious part of us, our soul. The Word of God calls it our helpmate. It is called the king of the system until it can be toppled and take its rightful place as the helpmate to the spirit. But for right now, I was learning that it was the boss, with all of its lust of its eyes, its skin, its pleasures, its eyes, its tongue, its flesh, and its pride. And it had become the very spiritual image of its new father from when it fell into darkness, the image of Satan, the adversary of God. That's who the soul was created. King David tells us that he was created in sin and shaped by iniquity. So I had to start there. And I would pray, God, let me hear what you hear. But how could I do that? I had to learn how to become one with God, that I was in Him and that His words would speak to me. I had to see everything through His eyes. I had to have His understanding of you. I had to even know that you were there. I didn't know that there were spirits inside a dirt body. Never thought about it. Not taught about it in mental health counseling. And not even discussed. No classes on it. And in church, they really don't talk about it. They sort of just speak to the soul. Because church is just a form of religion. Have you ever noticed this Christianity is all divided up into denominations? We believe this. We believe that. Oh, you don't believe this. Oh, you don't pray this way. That's religion. I had to learn about the kingdom of heaven. That it was a land, a government, and a territory. And about its influence it wanted to have in my spirit through the kingdom of God, through the Holy Spirit, and in my soul and on earth. Well, I got those lessons through Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministries. You will find many of those videos on the website in the section called Spiritual Teaching. There's a whole playlist. I read all his books. I had to learn about the kingdom, which this young man named Christ Jesus came out of the wilderness and said, repent, change your minds, change your thinking. The kingdom of heaven is here, and I'm a king. and I've brought it with me. That was different from religion and denominations. I had a lot to learn, can you tell? But I learned. That's why I'm now videotaping and teaching you here in the garden. I even had to find the entrance to the garden. Oh, it had a door, but the garden had a flaming sword on it and a fiery cherubim protecting it till the rightful shepherd could develop within me or anybody. And certain things were in abundance in me. And I had added to all my faith and belief much knowledge. Then when I was ready, and the Heavenly Father, the King, said, "Open the door. Minister unto Pastor Deborah the opening of the kingdom of heaven and the Garden of Eden." Just like that, I saw it. I spent time in it. For years, I couldn't go into it, though, because I was still angry at people, situations. I was getting hurt and attacked and beaten up in church, and I needed a place to go to for a long time. So I asked God to give me a tent spiritually, like Abraham had, so I could go into a tent and cry and be angry and get it all out of my system spiritually before I would come into his throne room and his presence. Because I wasn't going to take that in there with me. So, God gave me a tent, just like Abraham's. It's a story. I think it's on the website. So I could go there for a while. But once I got all of that taken care of in my spirit, I don't have to have Abraham's tent anymore. Mm-hmm. So here we are. We are now in the School of Light. And we are in lesson number 4. We're going to begin, though, on a little review in verse 3 of Isaiah 61 to set the background that we had in the other lesson so we can get into verse 4. But before we do that, what do we always do? That's what? Prayer. That's right. Would anybody here like to open up with prayer for all of us? Okay. You go right ahead, and I'll finish out when you finish. Wonderful. You guys are so good. You are learning to pray and petition, just like Pastor Deborah did. Not for yourself, that's good. But you have to learn so you can help other people. I used to cry and tell multi-generational Satanists that others, little children who were just getting born into it, just getting abused, getting their parts, their programs, their demons, being tortured and abused, they were dependent on this group I was working with. The Black Forest Clan. If they didn't find God and grow and learn and go back to their world and help these others, then the others couldn't find hope. This one lady I started working with, named Candy, she discovered her grandmother used to take little babies out in paper bags to save them, trying to get free of this demonic kingdom that they were born into. Their generations had been a part of. They were priests, kings, and queens. They were tortured beyond your belief to develop what Satan desires. Some of the best books that I read and reread were by Dr. Rebecca Brown. She wrote books called He Came to Set the Captives Free. It's about the story of Elaine, who contacted Dr. Brown. And Dr. Brown knew nothing of the spiritual world. She was a Christian. And the stories are true. They were from years and years ago. I had to read them over and over. My pages were falling out. It was wonderful. Let me see if I can find the book and I'll show it to you. Okay, I got them. Here was the first one. See if you can see it good. Let me straighten it up. It's called He Came to Set the Captives Free. Excellent book. Excellent. My pages read it over and over and over again. That's the beginning. Dr. Rebecca Brown, I think she's still alive. I'm not quite sure. I believe she does have a website, so you'll have to look her up. The next book of hers that I read was called Prepare for War. Excellent again. So these are some that I had to study so I could help you. And another one she wrote was called Becoming a Vessel of Honor. Excellent books to read. These were vital. And I saw some of the pastors and ministers had also read them. And through her life story, I learned how to petition the judge of the universe for you. I learned how to go into the courtroom for you. But right now, here in the School of Light, we are going to pick up with a review, a quick review of verse 3 of Isaiah 61, so we can set the tone and the background for verse 4. This is how we are learning how to help people the Lord's way, through His heart, His desires, and His prophetic words. Pastor Deborah had to learn this, had to hear Him, see Him in His word about you. Verse 3 of Isaiah 61. Now, I've amplified it, so I'll go slow. To spiritually appoint unto them the spiritual children in bodies, covering of the dust of the earth, that spiritually mourn in spiritual Zion. Spiritual Zion is your spiritual heart. Deep inside of it, there's a temple, there's a city, there's the Holy of Holies. He says you're mourning in there for great losses that you don't know, but you know you've lost something. To spiritually give unto them spiritual beauty, which is honor and glory again, for their spiritual ashes of dishonor and defilement and a lack of your heavenly kingdom of heaven glory. The spiritual joy of me, of agape love, of the Heavenly Father and His mother's side. And you are mourning for a new spiritual life that does not bring you into spiritual realm and the nature of death that you reside in. You're mourning. You're in great pain and agony for your spiritual mourning, for their spiritual losses of their spiritual beauty and glory in me, he says. Their spiritual king's identity and their kingdom of heaven in their spiritual hearts and souls, and for their spiritual loss of the governor of the kingdom of heaven's government, the Holy Spirit. He said in Isaiah 61, the word of God has been anointed. It has been sent, spoken, prophesied into the world because of this situation of you spiritually. And He's come to set you, the spiritual captives, free of these conditions. Because you can't do it. Mental health counseling can't do it. Medication won't do it. Sex, money, fame, legacy, power, violence, controlling people, drugs, will not do it. It will not set a spiritual captive free. He said, you are in mourning. You've lost your spiritual light and life. You don't have agape love residing in you. You don't have the Heavenly Father in there. The Spirit of the Son that cries out, Abba, Abba, which means Father, Father. You don't have that. You're an orphan. You're homeless. You're in the kingdom of darkness. You're not wearing a spiritual garment, a covering, clothes of His robe of spiritual praise. You wear a robe of spiritual heaviness, he says, of bondage and grief and sadness and sorrow. You're weighted down. You're heavy laden. You can barely walk. You can't get up. Your clothes of your spirit are heaviness and bondage, grief and hopelessness, and you feel hollow. There's no purpose and identity. You're sad and sorrowful over your spiritual losses, but you don't know what they are. The spiritual sadness that fills you, the lack of hope, the lack of light, the lack of a future. You know that something's wrong, and you don't know what. And why would he help you? So that you, that spiritual person in that dirt body of the dust of the earth, might spiritually be called by a different name, given a different identity and nature. He wants to call you a spiritual tree of his spiritual righteousness, salvation, that he plants, he leaves here on earth, and out from you grows beautiful light. Why does he call you a tree? He plants you. He calls you the spiritual planting of him. Here on earth, in agape love, in the soil with the water coming, and you grow and develop into a mighty, mighty tree that all can come to and eat the fruit of, rest in, be safe in. I try to tell a lot of people all over the world, you don't need the Bible. Look at nature. It will talk to you about God. Look at the trees, what they do. They provide fruit. They provide shelter. They provide a safe place, a covering. They're here for us. You can learn the Bible and the Word of God by looking at nature and animals, if you are looking with spiritual eyes. So he is saying, I want to do this for you. Isaiah 61 says, I sent my word to the earth. I anointed my word with the spirit of life and truth. I have sent my word and I will watch over it. I will fulfill my words, not yours, not the mental health world's, not psychiatry's words. I will fulfill my words, that I will bring forth my heart's desires, my heart's prophetic words, what I want. And he did that way back in Isaiah. He spoke this through man. And then it became fulfilled through a young man named Christ Jesus. He made the way for you. He opened the door through his own death so you could walk over him, come to him, and he would accept you believing in him, that he was sent, the word was in him, and that through him, through the broken word on the cross, you could come to this Father. The Holy Spirit would bring you to the Father. You would be cleaned up. All those icky old clothes would be taken off because you, that old thing, died with Christ on the cross. Now let's get into verse 4 for this lesson of this educational series, The School of Light. Verse 4 of Isaiah 61. And they, these spiritual new trees of my righteousness, my salvation, that I spiritually plant on the earth, that have come through the cross, that have come through death, shall spiritually build the old spiritual waste. What does that mean? The old spiritual waste are your spiritual hearts of your spirit and soul. When I'm teaching you, I am rebuilding your cities, your waste areas. I'm cleaning out the debris from the darkness. I'm helping you to get rid of concepts, ideas, beliefs, faith, other gods, graven images. We're cleaning house. And we are rebuilding through light and truth what had become spiritual waste areas. Then my spiritual trees of my spiritual righteousness, Pastor Deborah's a tree, shall spiritually raise up the former spiritual desolations, the spiritual cities, the chambers of the spiritual heart and its soul. My job is to teach, help repair, build back up your spiritual knowledge, give you nourishment, water, life, help you to regrow. What happens is when you come to the cross, the old you dies and you're born again. But you're a baby. Now you need food and light, and you need to eat and grow and be nourished by a mama for a long time. Words you can trust and feel safe with, that are not trying to hurt you, but comfort you and nourish you. It's like you're drinking milk and you feel safe and comforted. My job is to build you up. Build those waste cities up, the chambers of your spiritual heart, in collaboration with, in partnership with the Spirit of God, the Word of God. I don't do the work, I bring it to you. It's like if I'm holding the bottle, I'm not the milk. The milk, the Word of God does that. But I am helping you get there. And they, these my spiritual trees, Pastor Deborah, of my spiritual righteousness shall spiritually repair, restore, rebuild, renew these spiritual waste cities. The very spiritual heart and its chambers of life and the soul. You can see that if you go into the book of Ezekiel. I just read some of it again the other day. Ezekiel was taken in the spirit into the temple, physical temple in Jerusalem, which represented the spiritual temple in man. And he saw inside the different chambers, the courts, people praying to other gods, graven images on the wall of animals, other gods, women crying for people and lost. And he said, this is what my temple looks like. It's evil and wicked. We got men in the Holy of Holies turned away from me. He said, I need you to go in there and clean that mess up. So God takes it and we start over. So here in verse number 4, we are told from the Word of God that we are to get set free, be healed, delivered, and become this wonderful tree of righteousness, of salvation, to help other people. I couldn't help you until I got it, till I learned it, and then I had to begin, and I'm sure I made mistakes. But he's telling us there are, in our spiritual heart and our soul, there are chambers. There are different cells. And I want to tell you several movies that will help you see this. Go watch the movie The Cell with Jennifer Lopez. She's a therapist that she has this ability to go inside the minds of other people. The movie starts off, she's helping a young boy with autism, trying to reach him in there. Then they bring to her a murderer who they need her to go into his brain, his soul, which is really his spirit, and find out where he's hidden a daughter of a senator, I believe, because she's going to die. Well, she gets in there, and it's a mess, and it shows all the different chambers of his life, from time he was a little boy through all. Excellent to learn about this. Another one is to watch the movie Sybil, The Three Faces of Eve. They show you how the soul and the spirit can be fractured due to childhood trauma, abuse by parents. What's the purpose? To break and fragment the soul and the spirit. A broken something is easy to control. Mm-hmm. So go read those books, watch those movies. They will help you. Three Faces of Eve, one where Joanne Woodward plays it. Sybil, where I believe it's Sally Field plays it. And the movie The Cell. I know there's another Cell, but I didn't watch it. I watched the first one with Jennifer Lopez. I had to watch these so God could teach me and show me about the chambers, the different sections, the waste cities, the desolations in a soul's mind and spirit. And he says inside of there is vanity, fruitlessness, emptiness. It's a desert, a wilderness. There's no kingdom of heaven, no waters of agape love, no light. There's dungeons and darkness and vexation and torments and abuse and fragmentation. And he said, there's no light in there. It's all darkness. There's no life. I had to see that of the human spirit. You guys, I had to know that that's what was going on. I have a great story. It's called A Voice in the Light that I wrote about going into the darkness and talking with some of you. It's a powerful story, how light can come into darkness. So we're learning in verse 4 that a tree of righteousness, like Pastor Deborah, can help those in that condition. And God said, I've come with my word that's anointed with my spirit to help you. I will send the Pastor Deborahs and other people if they will learn. If not, he will go himself. He is not going to let his word sit down here idle. He is going to be working his work. We learn by his son, Christ Jesus. God is always working. He's working in dreams. He talks to people when they're in the synagogues, when they're in the mosque, when they're on their deathbeds, in the hospitals. He talks to them in there doing their yoga. You don't think he's going to leave humanity alone? He paid a high price. He wants to love us. He wants us to know about him. So we're learning that in the chambers of our heart, our spirit and soul, it's a mess. And he says he needs to get his kingdom in there, his laws, his righteousness, his light. Put some new clothes on us so that we will have purpose and identity and value and honor and glory that we have not had for many generations after generations. Did you know you can pass on darkness? Do you know that every human that is born into the and conceived in the womb of a woman is in darkness? It has a little glimmer. I can go visit them in the womb. I've done that. Done that with many a little babies. I have loved on them. I knew death was coming, called abortion, that sometimes they're going to be cut out alive in a satanic meeting and killed on an altar. And when Satan does that, he just mocks and laughs at God and humanity. Because those are the most innocent of God's creations. But God knows that that child in there is made in the image of Satan. And Satan has a right to kill it because it's his property, his child. But God will get me in there inside the womb to the little spirit and get it saved and be with it as death comes and take it on out. You don't think he's going to let that little child suffer. He's not going to let that little one be without help. Pastor Deborah had to learn how to do that. I go to satanic meetings. I am able as a tree of righteousness. Can ask God, just like Joshua, stop the sun, stop the flames. I stand in flames to reach a person who's being burned alive. I bind up the demons so I can talk to the person being crucified. When you become a mighty tree, there's nothing impossible that you cannot do and that God will not do for you to reach you with his words of Isaiah 61. Yes, you know that you're going. You're on the list, okay. Father, we know that many here will be on Satan's list. They're on the list to die, to be sacrificed. Or they're on the list that they have to go and kill. Father, they don't want to. Please help them and take them, get them saved through your cross, through your sacrifice of your own word. Bring them into the kingdom, make them a tree so that they can come into your presence and enter into the kingdom of heaven. Father, you decide what to do. You can take their name off the list. You can go ahead and keep it on there and bring them on up. That is your decision, Lord. Whatever you desire for this life to do here on earth, some are ready to come and be with you. Some are tired, as Owl was. But let them go out in dignity and honor, and let Satan not have any victory over their lives. Father, we know there'll be many babies aborted, children killed for satanic purposes that hurt you. Take those little ones before the final can come. Don't lose one, Father. You paid a high price. You sent your word through Isaiah. You sent your word in Christ Jesus. It went to a cross. Father, accept these into your hands, into your kingdom, and into the family. You know the situations. I don't. They don't. Show up, show off, and let them know you're with them. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. All right. Yes, you all may stay here in the garden and be at peace. All those that are ready to go back to your bodies, you're free to go. And if the time comes, you just ask for God to be with you, take you on out. As for me, I'll be there. Oh, yeah, I can be there. I'll help you. No problem. And Father, we ask that you bring them back, whatever your desires for them. You talk with them. Some are ready. They're tired, Lord. And they just want to be with you like Owl was. And that's okay, Father. You know that. And so, Father, we leave them. They are yours. In the name of Jesus. All right. This ends this lesson. Lesson number 4, because we finished Isaiah 61, verse 4. In lesson number 5 of the School of Light, an educational series from the website of Kingdom of Agape Love, Prayer and Fasting, Volume 1, we're working through each individual verse of Isaiah 61. We'll pick up in verse number 5 in the next lesson. You guys enjoy the day, your time here. And if I don't see you here again, that's okay. I'll catch up with you up there. And you go and enjoy yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ, bye everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually, the Lord's way, for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments, and if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at PastorDeborah@agapelovishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.